Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Welcome back. 17 till the hour. Thank you very much. Hanging out with me. That's a little blues there from the fingers of Billy Gibbon, the lead guy there at ZZ Top. I'm Jim Blasingame. My website is smallbusinessadvocate.com. Please check it out when you get a chance. Lots of stuff there that will help you with your small business. We got our good friend Rob Levin back on the show. Rob is the publisher and the founder of the New York Enterprise Report, nyreport.com. Right, Rob?
That's it, nyreport.com.
Yeah, so check that out. And Rob, you're out there with your finger on the pulse of what's happening in the marketplace. You're talking to small business owners all the time. You're reporting on them. You're interviewing them for the pieces in your magazine. What are you seeing out there? What are some of the things that you're hearing from the folks you're talking to?
Well, I've spoken a fair amount lately on how businesses are in one of two camps, really since 2008. Either they are, they're adapting to the way the world has changed, or they're not. And those that are adapting are doing well. Those that aren't are kind of having a tough time.
Mm-hmm.
And what's interesting is I'm seeing, particularly lately, I've been talking to a number of business owners, and I've been getting insights on how they are adapting, whether they're, late in doing so, at least that they are adapting. And there's a couple of things that I noticed, and I'd be happy to share them if you think.
Sure.
Absolutely. So, first and foremost, I think one of the things I mentioned always is how the way that you manage people has changed.
Mm-hmm.
And when I say manage, it's from recruiting to retention and motivating and things like that. So I've really seen a push lately where business owners are realizing that, there are some people on my team that maybe they were what I needed a few years ago, but now I need different skill sets, and they are making some changes,
mm-hmm.
To their roster. And the other side of that is that I think companies are realizing that recruiting is really, it's a huge initiative, not just in time, but one of the things we've spoken about, and we've done some webinars on this, and they're archived on our site as well, on employer branding. So what do prospective, as well as current employees, think about your company as a place
mm-hmm.
to work?
So you're talking about branding, workplace branding, not just
yes.
marketplace branding.
Correct. And they are a little tied together, but the question is, what do people in your industry or outside the industry, anybody that you may want to work for you, what do they think about your company as a place
mm-hmm.
to work? A quick example. We're now on 27th Street here in Manhattan. We were in a place on 28th Street around the corner, and the office was really not aesthetically nice. And it took me a year, but I finally realized that we were losing sales candidates that were walking in the door saying, I don't want to work here.
Mm-hmm.
They never said that to me, but I'm sure that's what's going on. That's one tiny little example
mm-hmm.
of employer branding. So I'm seeing more companies focusing on that. And then the other side of the HR equation is how are you doing as a leader? Have you developed a vision and a strategy? And does everybody understand what that is?
Before you go too far down that road, I'm gonna come back and land on this marketplace workplace branding thing. I think this deserves a little more attention, Rob, because you said that they are connected, and I agree with that. Because this whole thing is around how the company's culture meets the world, whether it's a customer that it meets, or whether it's somebody, a neighbor, just somebody who lives near your business, maybe doesn't do business with you. Do they see your business as, do you keep it up? Do the employees behave themselves? That kind of thing. And all of that contributes to the holistic view of your marketplace and your and the community to your business, and it causes customers to say, if I had if my son or daughter needs a job, I wouldn't mind him working at that business, or whatever, some kind of a positive attitude. And all of those attitudes, positive attitudes about your business, contributes to a general appraisal, positive appraisal of your business for candidates, doesn't it?
Absolutely, but it's also a separate initiative, and sometimes they can be you can have different reputations. And I'll give you an example without naming a company, but if you look at the fashion, the luxury business, okay. I happen to know a little bit about this business, and I can tell you there are some absolute pristine brands out there.
Yeah.
But I know people that have worked there.
You wouldn't want to work there. Yeah.
And you wouldn't want, and you certainly wouldn't want your kid to work there. You may want
I've
the handbag or the shoes.
Right.
But you don't, yeah.
I've heard of that. I've heard of a case like that recently myself, where the persona of the brand is pristine, but the working conditions are hell.
Yeah. So sometimes there are differences. Now,
but here's the thing. But here's the thing, yeah. Rob. You and I are talking about that now. That's my point. We're talking about that, and it's not a good thing for them. We haven't said their name because that's not really important at this point. But the question is, folks, to ask yourself is, when people talk about you as a business, not about you as a seller of product, but as a community. A contributor and a community member, what do they say about you? Isn't that an important question to ask yourself? It comes back to what you said about the work environment that you mentioned, about your own you know environment.
Yeah, and you got to remember, it's also largely subconscious. It's not. Mm-hmm. There might not be a lot of direct chatter about it, but people hear things, people notice things. Mm-hmm. You know. Is it exciting working for you, or is it very boring?
How about is it fun but serious? That's what I like to do with my organization. We take our business very seriously, but not so seriously we can't have some fun. Hold on to that thought. Rob Levin is our guest, and his website is nyreport.com. Please check that out, folks. It's a good one. Tintail, more after these messages. Stay with us.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.